Like Einstein, Dirac was fundamentally in search of generalizations, theories that explain more and more about the universe in terms of fewer and fewer principles. Both men believed, too, that the best way of achieving this was through theories expressed in terms of beautiful equations. As a physicist, Dirac had been well served by mathematics, as he wrote in an unusually candid passage in 1975. "If you are receptive and humble," he wrote, "mathematics will lead you by the hand. Again and again, when I have been at a loss how to proceed, I have had just to wait until this happened. It led me along an unexpected path, a path where new vistas opened up, a path leading to new territory, where one can set up a new base of operations from which one can survey the surroundings and plan future progress." Although he never acknowledged it in public, the guiding hand of beauty had led Dirac not only to some rich new pastures of research, but also into the deserts that yielded no fruit at all. In his talks, he was an ambassador of mathematical beauty, repeatedly underlining the triumphs of theories with this quality, but not mentioning the years he spent trying in vain to use sensually appealing mathematics to describe nature. It's striking that he put forward the principle of mathematical beauty several years after he'd done his best work, and we have to suspect that some of his accounts of his greatest discoveries, usually portrayed as successes for his type of aestheticism, were reinterpreted in the light of his faith in the principle.